Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Tennessee has a problem that costs taxpayers $11 million every year. You can see the problem along roads and highways across the state. The problem is litter, and $11 million, that's how much we're spending every year to clean up the litter. But in this segment, we're going to talk to some people who participated in a very unique campaign this summer to eradicate the problem. First, Marge Davis.
I'm a longtime volunteer organizer with a penchant for recycling and litter control. I'm the president of Scenic Tennessee.
Scenic Tennessee is located in Mount Juliet, and it's an organization devoted to issues of scenic beauty. Recently, the Tennessee Department of Transportation gave Scenic Tennessee a $100,000 grant to create videos about litter. Marge Davis decided to create a documentary about litter cleanup, and that's how she got involved with a local filmmaker.
I just Googled filmmakers in Tennessee and got Mindflow Media.
Mindflow Media is based in Chattanooga. Dave Porfiri and his wife Linda Duvoisin are the owners. They create everything from feature films to award-winning documentaries to TV commercials. When Marge Davis talked to Dave Porfiri, he was pretty enthusiastic. He was ready to go out on the road. So Porfiri and his wife Linda rented an RV. They brought along their daughters Jane and Harlan, and they traveled across Tennessee making short films about the litter problem.
I'm really, 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 really excited about renting the RV.
We had a physical presence in at least 40 different counties, and we drove through many more than that.
What were you doing on a day-to-day basis?
Well, most of the day was spent in the RV or near the RV. We would get up, we would camp at a campsite, a state park. The state parks were a partner on the project. Every night we parked at a state park. We camped, we got up, we ate, and we hit the road to the next destination. And we usually started our day with a litter pickup. And then we would end our day
with music.
And tell us about that, Harlan.
Well, the music was really good.
Why did you decide to have live music? Why would that be a way to combat litter?
You know, it was really Marge's idea, and I think it just had to do with, let's get people's attention any way we can, and music is a universal language. Everybody has music that they like.
More than 20 musical performances happened all across Tennessee, everything from rock to jazz to gospel to bluegrass. The project even got its own theme song.
Love the land, lose the litter for all the big and little critters. Tennessee, don't like quitters. Tell your friends.
Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to the music, there were cleanup events. People put on orange vests and picked up trash, sometimes a lot of people.
Like in Memphis, where there was at least 100 people there, but 80 of them were there for community service requirements of their parole.
Other times at these litter cleanup events, not so many people.
There were at least two or three cleanups where it was literally just myself, Marge Davis, and my family.
Marge Davis seems to have really enjoyed that part, picking up the trash. She was the project manager, and she accompanied the Porfiri family on the road, organizing the events. She traveled in her car and camped in a tent at night.
I knew it would be a lot of fun. I'm sort of fascinated by litter. I'm always wanting to figure out where it is, who's doing it, what's in there, how much of it is recyclable.
All in all, the Porfiri family and Marge Davis spent most of June on the road. They got around 30 hours of footage. Now their trip is done, and they're editing and putting together short films on YouTube. Later on, they hope to create a longer documentary, not just about their project, not just about their time on the road this summer, but the whole phenomenon of litter.
Why is there litter in a state where, you know, nobody doesn't love Tennessee? Nobody doesn't think it's worth being proud of and taken care of, but it exists. So, you know, is it an economic thing? Is it an education thing? What is it?
They'd also like to get other people involved. Dave Porfiri is encouraging others throughout Tennessee to create short films about litter and upload the films to their website. PickinUpTN.org already has several of their videos, and they're open to submissions.
Absolutely. We, you know, it's open to anyone who has a video related to litter eradication efforts in Tennessee or recycling efforts. If they've got a video, they can upload it on our website. We even have guidelines to help people who have not produced a video before.
Red bugs and tulip trees, ain't no place like Tennessee. Sunny skies and rambling rivers, mountain streams that gleam and glitter. Love land, lose the litter for all the big and little critters. Tennessee, you don't like quitters, so love the land and lose the litter.
The goal is to create a total of 95 short films, which will be a mixture of their own videos and videos contributed by others. Again, the website is pickinuptn.org. You can also find their channel on YouTube. You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
Tennessee, their home sweet home. Keep her sweet for everyone. The perfect place for good, clean fun. Love the land, lose the litter for all the big and little critters. Tennessee, don't like quitters, so love the land and lose the litter.